We're towards the end of Siman, Reish Mem. So we were in the middle of discussing the Mamzer. Mamzer, whose parents violated a terrible Avera, so does the son have to respect the parents? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, who says he does. Even if his father is full of Averas, the son has to respect the father, and the Torah disagrees, and the Ramah passes like the Torah, that only if the father's done tshuva. How do we relate to that nowadays? So they apply the standard discussion about whether secular Jews nowadays are, you know, responsible for being secular, and they apply the famous Chazon Ish, that because they were not brought up with Judaism and they don't know any better, even though they do know people who are from there, might be familiar with Brumkai, but he writes, we don't know how to teach it properly, we don't know how to properly give over what we have to our secular friends and relatives, and therefore the Chazon Ish says that even according to the Ramah, there would be an obligation of kibud av va'em for a bal tshuva whose parents are totally not religious. There are others who say that it's a big suffix between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, even without the Chazon Ish, and say that one should be machmir like the Shulchan Aruch. It's a suffix d'oraisa. It's a machlokas and a din d'oraisa. Obviously, when you get into a specific question, so then everything has to be discussed with a competent halachic authority. So, in terms of nowadays, they apply they bring down the Chazon Ish, that the secular Jews are considered a tinok shenishba, a baby who was kidnapped at birth, and therefore doesn't know any better, and therefore is on some level not held responsible for their actions, and therefore we have to treat them like we treat everybody else. Okay, we're up to Yud Tes. Reish Mem Yud Tes. Yud Tes and Chaf go together. I'm not sure why Yud Tes comes before Chaf, but there's a famous Gemara in Moed Katan, and Daf Yud Zayin, where the maidservant of Rebbe saw a man hitting his adult son, his Beno Gadol, a big son. And the...
14 years old.
Hold on, we'll get to the age in a minute. The big son. And she said that that man who's hitting his son should be excommunicated. Why? Because he's violating Lifnei Iver. And then the Gemara brings a Braisa. One who hits a big son, the Braisa says, is in violation of Lifnei Iver. Because a big son is going to be inclined, God forbid, to hit back, or to scream back, or to fight back, or to do something that's going to make him violate Kibud Av V'Eim. So when you there's usually a reason the father might be hitting the son, but the point is that the father is going to cause the son to violate Kibud Av V'Eim, and therefore the maidservant of Rebbe put this man into Cherem. She excommunicated him. And the Gemara says that the maidservant of the house of Rebbe, when she excommunicated this guy, the Chachamim did not take it lightly. Okay, look at Sifchav. We're going to go out of order. Sifchav. Hamakia the Beno Gadol, one who hits his big son, Minadino, so they put him in Midui, which is a type of excommunication. Shehare over al v'lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. He's violating lifnei iver because the son is going to be inclined to quote unquote fight back in any sort of way, which will then be violating kibud av v'eim. Now, what does it mean, a big son? So the Ramah says v'lo mikri gadol v'davar zeh rak acher chaf bei shana o chaf dalin shana. So the Ramah brings down Rishonim who want to say it's only from age 22 or age 24. So, as you might expect, the Sfarim point out that in our generation full of chutzpah, the kids can fight back at age 12. So, and that basically leads us to Sif Yud Tes. Sif Yud Tes says, this is, I would say, one of the most, the biggest challenges of our generation, and then one of the biggest challenges in parenting, is our kids do tons of things that we don't appreciate and we don't think they should be doing, or we know they shouldn't be doing, and you know, how should we handle that? And that needs a lot of guidance and a lot of self-control. So Sif Yutet says, going backwards, Aser la'adim lahachbir ulo al banav. One should not place an extra burden, extra yoke on his son. Ul'dakdek b'chvodo imahem. And be very exacting in the covet that his children are supposed to give him. Why? Shelo yivim li'dei mechshol. Because the more strict you want to be, and the more you're going to demand the covet from your children, the more likely the kids are not going to give it, and you're causing them to be over on one of the Ten Commandments. So you're going to cause them a mikshol by being, you know, so particular and demanding in this area. Ella, what should you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Yimchol, fathers should be quick to be mochel on the covet. The yalim ain of mehem, look the other way. The father has a right to be mochel on his covet. And the more we're going to be, the more demands we're going to put on our kids, the more likely that they're not going to meet those demands, they're not going to live up to those demands, aside for the general, you know, how to be mechanech children, which is of super duper importance. Here we're just getting into technical halacha. The more you demand to the kids, the less likely he's going to do it. And then you're causing your son to violate keep it out of the aim, which is a very, very serious avera. Now, we are in control of the respect that we accord our parents. We are not in control of the respect that our children accord us. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that it's important for us to be more chilled out and more relaxed and not be demanding on the kids. Now, I don't know where you draw the lines. He's going to take out the garbage, because a good chance he's not going to hear you, and he's going to have to ask him five times until he actually takes out the garbage. Like, where do you draw the line? I don't know. But that's the idea. Not to make too many demands on the kids, especially if you know that it's going to be particularly hard for this job is extra hard for the kid, or the job at this point in time is very hard for the kid because he's hungry, he's in a bad mood, he didn't sleep last night. All the reasons that our kids are kvetchy and not in the mood to cooperate. Now this concept of kvodo mochu, the Rabbi Kiva Eger writes over here on the page. Now let's say I'm mocha my covet. I tell my son he doesn't have to stand up for me. So now we see that the kids should stand up for the parents. But they're not going to. So basically what he's telling us is we should be mocha because they're not going to. Now they do say that we shouldn't be mocha on everything because then we need to draw the line. Then you become your kids, at best you become your kid's friend, and that's also not appropriate. So you have to figure out where to draw the line. But even if a father is mocha on his covet and says, son, you don't have to stand up for me. If that son does stand up for his father, so he still gets credit. He's still fulfilling a mitzvah. It's not that when the father is mocha's covet, means he's not the father anymore, and there's no mitzvah whatsoever. It means the kid doesn't get punished when he doesn't do what he normally should do, but if he does do it, he still gets full credit for kibud avim. There is a discussion. A father who is mocha on his kavod. Can you be mocha? We learned there's two mitzvahs over here. There's a mitzvah of kavod, kibud, kavod, kabed, zavicha. You can be mocha on the kavod. Then there's a mitzvah of mora, fearing the parents. Don't sit in the seat. Don't cut them off when they're speaking. Don't contradict them. So, can you be mocha on that kavod? Can I give my kids permission to sit in my place? So that's a discussion in the post-game. It's not so simple, but the way the Psakim Uchuvas brings down most poskim are makel and allow the parent can be mochel not only on the kavod but also on the mora, but they cannot be mochel on bizayon. You cannot let your children make fun of you. There's a line that is drawn. Now there's a chai adam. We had a whole discussion in the very beginning here of Simon Reish Mem, and particularly we were talking about the Sfardim. If I name my son after my father, who's still alive, and my father comes for Shabbos, am I allowed to call my son Moshe in front of my father, whose name is Moshe? So we had a big machlokes haposkim. And it sounds like the Sfardim are machmir. Yet, it's most relevant for the Sfardim, because I don't necessarily have a friend with the same name as my father. But if I name my son after my father, who's still alive, this question comes up every time my father comes to Shabbos. It comes up all the time. So the Chai Adam, on this exact question, says that the father is mochel on his kavod. Derech ha'olam limchol al kriyas acherim sheshmam kishem avid. That means, it makes sense. When I name my son Moshe, my father's name is Moshe, by the Sfardim, that's a very big kavod, that's a very big honor. Well, it comes with it a price tag, because every time my father comes over, I want to call my son Moshe, I'm running into an issue with perhaps a lack of proper fearing my father, that I'm mentioning my father's name, even though I'm calling my son, in front of my father.
My pastor's neighbor is Sephardi, and he did that very thing, named his son after his living father. He calls his son by his last name.
Oh, very good. So they say that you should change the name. Call him Moshe. Right. Yosef, call him Yossi. You should change your name. Call him by the last name. I never heard of a father calling his son by the last name. Very good. Right. That's what the official halacha says, you should change the name. But those who don't change the name, so the Chai Adam says that this is the father's mochel. There's like this inherent mechila. The father is mochel on his kavod. Now there it's not really kavod. It's really mora. It's really fear. But you see that fear can also, there's a mechila on the fear as well. Now, does that mean my father can say to my son, call me by my first name? No. So that, I would say, is a bizayim. To call your father by his first name, that's not just a lack of fear of your father. That's straight out bizayim. That's treating your father, you know, disrespectfully. That is not allowed. Even if the father's mocha, it doesn't work. Okay, so that was Yutes and Chaf. Sif, Chaf, Aleph. There is a Gemara in Ksuvis, a Brice in Ksuvis. Daf, Kuf, Gimel, Amen, Aleph. Tarabanan, when Rebbe was about to be nifter, Rebbe was about to die, he called his children in, and he said to them, be careful with the honor of your mother. So the Gemara says, why does Rebbe have to instruct his children to be careful about the honor of their mother? The Torah already commanded that thousands of years earlier. So the Gemara, Rebbe does not need to instruct his children that they should treat the mother properly. So the Gemara says, right, it wasn't the mother. It was a stepmother. It was Rebbe, let's say, second wife. So it wasn't the kid's mother. He was instructing them to be careful with the kavod of their stepmother after their father passes away. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Stepmother, your father, one's father remarries. So that's also Doraisa, because the Braisa says, the Braisa brings down the pasuk, Kaveh es avicha. Why does it say es avicha? Just say kaben avicha. What's es avicha? Explains the Braisa. The extra word es means not only you have to respect your father, you have to respect your father's wife, your stepmother. And ve es imecha, why say ve es imecha? Just say ve imecha. That you have to respect your stepfather. If one's mother remarries, he has to respect the mother. And then the extra vav, es avicha ve es imecha, the vav comes to include achicha hagadol, the older brother. Okay, that we'll discuss in a minute. So the Gemara answers, min ha-Torah, you have to respect your parents. Min ha-Torah, as long as one of your parents is alive, you also, on a Torah level, so drasha, have to respect their spouse, the stepmother or the stepfather. But Rebbe's about to die. After he dies, that mitzvah falls away. That's what Rebbe was saying, even though the mitzvah min ha-Torah falls away, and you no longer have to respect your stepmother after if the father is nifter. That's what he was commanding his children. Nonetheless, even though the mitzvah falls away, he wants them to be very careful with the respect, to respect the stepmother, even though the mitzvah has fallen away. So let's see that inside. Sif Chaf Aleph. Chayav Adam Mechabed Eishes Aviv. A person has to respect the wife of his father. Af Api She'ena Imo. Even though it's not his mother, just his stepmother. Kozman She'oviv Kayim. As long as his father's alive, he's chayav to respect his wife. The father's wife. V'chayav Mechabed Baal Imo. And one has to respect the husband of one's mother. Kozman She'imo Kayim. As long as his mother's alive, he has to respect not only his mother, obviously, but his mother's husband. But after they die, he's not chayev b'chvodam. Umikamakum, nevertheless. Here's where Rebbe's instructions kick in as halacha. Umikamakum, davar hoglum lechadim af lachar misa. It is proper and appropriate, even though the technical mitzvah min haTorah falls away, for a step-parent, after the spouse dies, after the biological mother or father dies, the Torah obligation respecting their spouse no longer exists. Rebbe taught us, and it's Paskin in Halacha over here. The Be'er Hagolah writes, in Ois Mem Gimel, Mehoa Detziva Rabbeinu HaKadosh L'Banav Sham, based on the instructions that Rebbe gave his children, even though the official mitzvah min haTorah falls away for a step-parent, it is appropriate to continue to respect them until 120. Okay. Now, the other thing that we mentioned in the Brayso over here was Ve'esi Mecha, the Vav includes the older brother. So it's a mitzvah to respect your older brother. Now, is that only the oldest brother? Let's say I have two older brothers. Do I have to respect only the oldest, or do I have to respect both of them? What if I have an older sister? She's the oldest. Do I have to? I happen to be the oldest in my family, so I like this. The Bukhar likes it. That's another question. Now, what if the younger son, two sons, the older one, he's an Am HaAretz. He's an ignoramus. The younger one, he's a Talmud Chacham. So, who has to respect whom? Which is not so different than the question that we had. We had the father and the son. The son is the Rebbe of the father. Okay, so the Darkei Moshe brings down from this Rav Binyamin Zev, if you have two brothers, and the younger one is a Talmud Chacham, the younger one takes precedence over the older one. And he brings a bunch of rayas, the Sefer Rav Binyamin Zev, quoted in the Darkei Moshe. However, says the Darkei Moshe, his rayas are no good. They're all knocked out. And you see from the Tshuvas HaRash, also not like that. Rather, you have two brothers. The younger one's a Talmud Chacham. The younger one still has to respect his older brother, even though his older brother is not a Talmud Chacham. Now, if his older brother is a good-for-nothing bum, he's a shegetz, that's something else, which we'll get to in a minute. But in a regular case, the younger brother has to respect the older brother, even if the younger one is a bigger Talmud Chacham, or even he is a Talmud Chacham, the other one's not. That's the Sifcha Beis. Chayiv Adam Bekovet Achiv HaGadol. A person has to respect his older brother. Bein Shu Achiv Me'ovid, Bein Shu Achiv Me'imo. It doesn't matter if it's a half-brother, he has to respect his older brother. Now, we just learned, how do we learn that you have to respect your older brother? The Vav, Ve'esi Mecha. What did the word Es teach us? Esi Mecha was the stepfather. Es Avicha was stepmother. We just said that the mitzvah of respecting stepparents officially falls away after the death of the parent. So after the death of the parents, does the mitzvah to respect the older brother also fall away? So that's a big machlokas. Brought down here in the Pisle Shuva, Ois Yud Ches. He says it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. It could be it's only an extension. Respecting step-parents really is an extension of the parent. Once the parent's gone, the obligation to respect the step-parent falls by the wayside, even though Rebbe now reinvented it and told us that we should do it anyway. So, is it the same thing with the older brother? It's an extension of the parent. Once the parent's gone, so then there's no Indian ever, there's no mitzvah to respect the older brother. Now, the next Pisle Tshuva brings down, it's
so,
all...
This is what, Rambam?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I didn't look it up.
He
doesn't say it. Now, in Oz Yutes, he wants to say that it's only Achiv HaGadol. It's not an older sister, it's only older brother. But, he says, the last line, the Pisrei Tshuva, Oz Yutes, Rach mi derech eretz lo dar b'fnei mi shegadol mimenu. There's always a concept of acting with derech eretz, which is respect your elders, which is not to speak in front of people who are older than you. She might be your sister, but she's a year or two or three, four older than you. So even though the technical mitzvah might not apply to your older sister, according to Pesachim Tshuva, but there's still the inyan of Derech Eretz not to speak in front of someone who's older than you. Now, the Sefer Psakim, who Tshuvas brings down many poskim who say that, A, it applies to all older brothers, and not only all older brothers, all older sisters. It applies to all older siblings. There's a mitzvah to respect all the older siblings. So that's a discussion halacha, not everyone agrees to it, but there is a strong side of halacha to say that there is an Indian of respecting older siblings. Now, I can tell you based on some Thaler politics in my house with my kids, that when some of the younger kids mouth off to the older kids, which can happen, it is, I look at it a little bit as an, you know, the older brother is outraged. But I'm more objective, but I also feel it is extremely inappropriate. It is extremely inappropriate for a younger kid to mouth off to the older sibling. Now, it doesn't mean that the older sibling has the right to boss them around and, you know, tell them what to do. And each kid is entitled to, you know, hopefully one mother and one father. Just because you have three older sisters doesn't mean you have four mothers, you know? But to the way some younger siblings tend to mouth off, so that may very well be an absolute violation of this halacha. Okay, continues the Ramah. And Sif Chaf Beis, Afilu HaKatun Hutam L'Chacham V'Gadu B'Torah Yosef Min HaGadol. So this was the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, who brought down the Tshuvas HaRosh, rejected Rabbi Binyamin Zev. Rabbi Binyamin Zev wants to say, if the younger one's a Talmud Chacham, the older one respects the younger one does not need to respect the older one. The Darkei Moshe disagreed with that, and here's the Psak of the Ramah. The younger one must respect the older one, even if the younger one is a bigger Talmud Chacham. This came actually from Tshuvas HaRosh, Shebesif She'achar Zev, that's what comes out of Sif Chaf Gimel, which we're almost up to, which stands for Binyamin Zev. This Rabbi Binyamin Zev, quoted in the Darkei Moshe, disagrees, but the Ramah possibly not like that. The younger sibling must respect the older sibling, even if the younger sibling is a bigger Talmud Chacham, and is a bigger Lamdin, and is a quote-unquote better Jew. He still has an obligation to respect his older sibling. Sif Chav Gimel is an extension of Chav Beis, a very intense form of this. This is a Tshuvas HaRosh. Ach gadol shechirev ubize la'achiv shehu tamir chacham v'katan mimenev b'shanim. The older brother, who is, let's say, an ignoramus, he curses out his younger brother, he makes fun of him, he just destroys his reputation. He speaks to him in an incredibly inappropriate, disrespectful fashion, and the younger brother is the Talmud Chacham. The Nida Hakato Lagado, and the younger sibling, who's the Talmud Chacham, puts his older brother, who just spoke to him extremely inappropriately, he puts him in Nidui, he excommunicates him. Yofe osa sheniduhu. The younger brother did the right thing.
Who has the power to put something?
I don't know. We get this. I don't know. Who has the power to do that? I don't know. It sounds like anybody. I don't know. Anyway, as long as you have a good reason. Nowadays we don't do this to people. They came and she ain't an osim panim la Torah, since the older brother speaks incredibly inappropriately and disgustingly to the younger brother, and the younger brother is a significant Talmud Chacham, that the older brother is doing something terribly, terribly wrong, he's considered ain't an osim aisa amcha, he's not acting like a Torah Jew, and therefore he loses his status and his rights of being the older brother, the ain't ochayim l'chabdo, and the younger brother does not need to respect the older brother. So I find it very interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says this, because the Shulchan Aruch told us yesterday, today, in Sif Yudches by the Mamzer, even if the father is not Oysem Aysa Amcha, the father is a terrible Jew. He doesn't do any mitzvahs. He's a big balavera. The Shulchan Aruch holds from the Ram. It doesn't matter. The son still has to respect the father. So this is some level, an extension. It's learned that from the same puzzle. So one of the reasons we said yesterday, the Radvaz says, it doesn't say anywhere in that pasuk that he needs to be an oisa maisa amcha. We don't find the word amcha. They find the word in different mitzvahs. But in al-chaver, they only if the person is an oisa maisa amcha. He acts like a Torah Jew. Otherwise, that mitzvah is not relevant to him. You don't have to treat him with the proper, treat him that way. So why is the Shulchan Aruch so quick to say this by the older brother? He doesn't say it, but in the Ramah would say it. We'd say, okay, the Ramah said it over there, said it over here. Makes sense, fits. But you see that this is a discussion in the post. Like, what does it mean I have to respect my older brother? I have to stand up when he comes into the room. When my father comes into the room, I'm supposed to stand up. When my mother comes into the room, I'm supposed to stand up. My big brother comes into the room, I have to stand up. And now we just said it applies to all older siblings. Every time an older sibling comes in, I got to stand up. So it's not so clear. That it doesn't seem that that's what it means. That's certainly, nobody does that. I don't know if we stand up for our parents. We certainly don't stand up for our older siblings. But you see that the rules are not exactly, it's definitely not the same playing rules of older brother and parents. And you see here that the Shulchan Aruch treats them very, very differently. When it comes to the parent, it doesn't matter the religious observance of the parent at all, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. But when it comes to the older brother, the older brother does seem to matter. So you see, it's a different set of rules. Okay, so that's Simin Reish Mem Sif Yurches Yutes Chav 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 Beis and Chav Gimel.